Well, I had said for the next few weeks, I'd like to talk about the I Am's of Jesus. I've said many times that Jesus said some very remarkable things that demand a verdict on our part, and this is one of them. The text will be out of John chapter 8, verse 12. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Holy Father in heaven, I thank you for the truth of your word, for the assurance that we have in Jesus Christ. I thank you that we who were once not a people can now be called the people of God, for this was good in your sight, Lord. I pray a blessing on all who are here. I pray that you will encourage us, speak to our hearts through your text this morning. I pray that I will decrease, Holy Spirit, that you will increase. Again, I thank you for your word, for it is truth, and you have sent it to sanctify us. In Jesus' holy name, amen. This is one of them instances when the Pharisees were trying to pick an argument with the Lord. They didn't like what he was doing. They didn't like what he said. And it seemed like Jesus always had an answer for them that infuriated them. When the first man and woman sinned against God, the scriptures testify that sin and death entered the world. And along with sin and death came darkness, spiritual darkness. Many people over the centuries, and I've personally talked to many that try to blame God for the condition this world's in today. They accuse him of being uncaring and aloof. But the scriptures also testify that just as sin and death entered the world through a man, righteousness would enter the world through a man, and that man is Jesus Christ. 750 years before the birth of Jesus, the prophet Isaiah wrote, and now the Lord says, he who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring back Jacob to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. If you're familiar with Scripture, you know that God made a covenant with Israel. It was the covenant of the law. And not very far into the scriptures, we find that they rejected the law. And it says every man did what was right in their own eyes. Today, this is called moral relativism. And it's not new. It's not unique to our time. It's just been going under different names. But when this happened, spiritual blindness set in. The Jews had the Word of God. They had the law. They knew what God required of them, and they rejected it, threw it behind their backs, and started serving the Canaanite gods because they wanted to be like the nations around them. They wanted to get along. They wanted to be tolerant. I'll put it in today's vernacular. They didn't want to be considered intolerant and bigoted, so they decided to try to go along. The prophet Isaiah spoke of the spiritual condition of the nation of Israel in his day when he said, the way of peace they do not know, and there is no justice in their paths. They have made their roads crooked. No one who treads on them knows peace. Therefore, justice is far from us, and righteousness does not overtake us. We hope for the light, and behold darkness. and for brightness, but we walk in gloom. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope like those who have no eyes. We stumble at noon as in the twilight. Among those in full vigor, we are like dead men. That was the sad state that the nation was in. When anyone rejects the word of God, they go into spiritual darkness. I know there's a lot claiming today that they have these extra revelations from heaven, angels' visions. But in truth, it's spiritual darkness. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. There is no other light. John called him the true light that lights every man. One translation says, the true light who enlightens everyone. And if we reject Jesus Christ, there is no light. We are doomed to wander in the dark, as Isaiah said of the people of his day. They'd forsaken God's law. And Isaiah said, now we're like blind men. We feel along the wall. We want darkness or light, but it's only dark. And that's the fate of anyone who rejects Jesus Christ. Now, God encouraged and warned the nation of Israel through Isaiah at this time. He said, who among you fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant? Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. Then he gave them a warning. Behold, all you who kindled a fire, who equip yourselves with burning torches, walk by the light of your fire and by the torches that you have kindled. This you have from my hand, you shall lie down in torment. That was a very real warning to the nation of Israel, and it should be accepted by us today. This is light. This is the word of God. It's infallible, it's inerrant, and it's light. David said in the Psalms, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And when anyone rejects the word of God, then they are doomed to spiritual darkness and in the end, outer darkness, where Jesus said there would be gnashing and wailing of teeth. We're studying the cults on Wednesday night. And something I find that they have in common is even though they claim not to, in essence, they deny Jesus Christ. They deny his atonement on the cross by shedding his blood. They always add to the gospel. You need to read my books. You need to do what I say. Jesus isn't enough. The Pharisees were very upset at his statement. And they said, well, you're bearing witness about yourself, so your witness doesn't mean anything. And Jesus, I'm paraphrasing it, he said, I'm not the only one witnessing about me. The Father who sent me witnesses. He said, in your law it's written that the testimony of two people is true. He said, I bear witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness. And the scriptures record right after that, they came across a man born blind. And Jesus' disciples said, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? The Jews were taught that if you were born with a handicap, God's curse must be on you. And Jesus corrected that and said, nobody sinned, this man or his parents, but that the works of God might be manifest. And again, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And it said he spit on the ground and made mud and rubbed the man's eyes and sent him to the pool of Siloam. And when he washed his eyes, he could see. That's what the Lord meant when he said, the Lord who sent me, the Father who sent me, bears witness about me. Don't you know those Pharisees were just vibrating across the pavement of that temple floor? What could they say? They tried to discredit Jesus. They told that blind man, well, he's a sinner. And he said, well, I don't know if he's a sinner or not, but one thing I know, I was blind, now I can see. And he said, no one's ever done that, including Moses. God did great miracles through Moses, but Moses never opened the eyes of the blind. They were so irritated with him, they said, you were born in utter sin. How dare you teach us? And it said they kicked him out. You know, when you want to share Christ with somebody, you have to be prepared for the fact that they may not receive him. And some can be very hostile about it. And it hurts because in love, you're trying to share something with somebody, especially if it's a family member, and they reject you. Jesus said, if the world hates me, they're going to hate you. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. That's just a fact, church. Now, I've said before, sometimes the church tries too hard to get along with the world. We try to do as Israel did and try to be tolerant and accepting, and we call it loving. John did say God is love, but he also said God is light, and in him is no darkness. This is a beautiful promise that Jesus made to us. He said, if you will follow me, you won't walk in the dark. Praise God. We have a Savior that is the light. My faith in Jesus Christ has kept me out of cults. I have listened to different cult leaders, different professed preachers of the gospel, and the Holy Spirit will bear witness with me, that's not me. And I know to turn and walk away from it. And I'm not unique. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to all those who loved him and obeyed his commandments. I've heard people say, well, the Holy Spirit embodies the Bible. The Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. He embodies God's people. God promised that. He said, the days are coming that I'll write my law in their hearts and in their minds. That's through the person of the Holy Spirit. He's not to be feared, church. I know the charismaniacs freak us out when they start talking about spiritual gifts and they flop around like a chicken with their head cut off and sputter like an Evinrude motor. That's not the Holy Spirit. Okay? And I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. What Jesus say the Holy Spirit would do, he will teach you the truth. I am so glad for that. In that dark world we live in, there's so much confusion. There's so many voices out there claiming to speak in the name of the Lord who are not speaking in his name. And God has given us of his Spirit so we can discern. I told you when I was in the Baptist church, the pastor had went to a seminar and he came and talked to me. I wasn't an officer in the church or anything, but he and I were friends. And he said, we're losing a lot of people every year to the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witness. And we don't understand, you know, why. I said, number one, I don't think we're discipling people like we should. Jesus said to disciple. If we baptize people, we think we're doing pretty good, and we pat them on the back and say, you're on your own. That's not what the Lord told us to do. He said, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But he also said, make disciples, teach them. That's the call of the body of Christ. I said, another reason is Jesus said, my sheep won't listen to a stranger's voice. So I said, brother, I'm bound to say that they weren't his sheep. They had a former religion, but they got drawn into a false religion, a false light. It's out there, church. It's out there. If you don't believe it, just turn on the TV. Watch some of these televangelists. Am I saying that they're all false teachers? No. But remember, Paul said the devil can disguise himself as an angel of light. I said a while back, I think it was a Bible study, I'm not sure, but it would be easy for us if the devil would show up and say, hi, I'm the devil. I'm here to kill, steal, and destroy. I'm here to rob you. And I have something I want to say. But he doesn't do that. He comes and he mixes truth with his lies, because the truth is what is attractive to people. And then after he draws people in, then he hits them with the lies. I don't care who it is. I don't care what church they come from, what denomination they're in. Anytime somebody wants to add to the gospel of Jesus Christ, you better take a step back. Anytime somebody says you need to join this church, you need to read this book, not just the Bible. The Mormon Church recognizes four Bibles, four books as divinely inspired. The King James Bible, if you interpret it correctly, the Pearl of Great Price, the Doctrine of the Covenants, and the Articles of Faith. To them, they are all equally inspired by the Holy Spirit, and three of them more so than the Scriptures. That ought to be a warning sign, church. Jehovah's Witnesses say the Bible is inspired if you read Russell's seven studies in the Scriptures, seven volumes. Russell himself said, if you read only the Bible, you'll be in the dark. But if you read my studies in the Scriptures, within 2 years, you'll be in full light. It amazes me that people get pulled into this. But the reason is Jesus said light has come into the world, but men prefer the darkness. I thank God that not all people prefer the darkness. I thank God that Jesus Christ is the true light and that I can trust him. Now, I've had people get on to me over the years and say, you shouldn't put down these other religions. Who do you think you are? I'm nobody. But the Spirit of Christ in me warns me against these things. And he'll warn you if you'll listen to him. God's word is truth. To me, this is the only inspired book on the planet. The only Holy Spirit-inspired book on the planet. The Quran is not inspired. The sayings of Buddha and Confucius are not inspired. Many people who claim to be prophets today, I don't believe they're inspired. When they speak against the Word of God or they want to add to the Word of God, that is not inspired. Not by the Holy Spirit, but rather by an unholy spirit. All doctrine is spiritual. The Apostle Paul pointed that out. John pointed it out. You remember in 1 John chapter 4, he said, beloved, don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits. I've had people over the years say, how do we test them? By this. There are no extra revelations, church. There are no extra biblical revelations. If somebody brings you a revelation that contradicts this book, don't listen to it. I don't care how convincing their argument is. God does not contradict himself. He does not contradict his word. He does not lie. He doesn't change his mind. Sometimes we wished he would, but he doesn't. He said that. I don't change my mind. I don't lie. I'm not trying to get you to place your faith just in this book, but I'm saying place your faith in this book is the Word of God. Don't let somebody talk you out of that. Well, men wrote it. Men wrote all books. But I said one Sunday, people read L. Ron Hubbard and just act like he's a God himself. Place your trust in Jesus Christ. Place your trust in the Word of God. That's why he left it here. That's how Jesus could say, I am the light. If there's true light, there's false light. That's only logical. There's a lot of false light. The warning that God gave to Israel is for the church today too. He said, if you light your own fires, if you choose your own light source, you're going to lie down in torment, because there's only one true light. I thank God that he keeps things simple enough that somebody like me can understand. I thank God that he saved a wretch like me and then placed his spirit within me to guide me and lead me through life. I've heard preaching that sounded good and have the spirit of Christ say, no, that's not me. I didn't say that. I didn't teach that. John said, by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. I was reading that one day, and I believe the Lord opened my eyes to it, because I had talked to different cult members, and they all said, well, we believe Jesus Christ came in the flesh. And I was reading that one day, and the thought hit me, who is Jesus Christ? Who do they say he is? What does the Word say about him? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God himself. Joseph Thayer was a Unitarian, but he was an honest Greek scholar. And he said that's the only way it could be translated. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. God himself became flesh and lived among us. I have found this is a litmus test for any person professing to be from God, to speak for God, by the Spirit of God. If they deny that God came in the flesh, then the Lord said, don't let them scare you. Don't listen to them. John said, you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Already many Antichrists are here. Over the years, I've had people say, do you think we're in the last days? John said we're in the last hour. Church, we've been in the last days since the Lord rose from the dead. We are in the last hours. Do I believe in Antichrist? Yes. Do I think it's one single man? I'm not sure about that. But John said the Spirit's already here. Turn on your TV, watch the news, listen to the comments, the worldview that the world has. The spirit of Antichrist is definitely here. But thank God we have the true light to lead us. We have the Spirit of Christ to dwell in us. We don't have to walk in darkness, but you can choose to. I believe in free will. You can reject the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ and you will be in darkness. That's not my words, that's his. Would you stand with me this morning? What a God we serve. He knows the darkness that we deal with, the confusion, the evil that we have to live in this world, that we have to live with, but he promises, I'll never leave you alone. And he'll never mislead you. I will teach you the truth. What a God.